Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Hello, aspiring and fellow freelancers. This is Connie and Belle, your hosts for the Freelancing with Faith podcast. Connie is podcasting from her bedroom in Navotas,
while Belle is podcasting from her home in Parañaque.
We are both moms and working from home for years. As you listen, make sure to grab your coffee or tea or any drink you prefer. Pay attention and take down notes. Get ready to learn how to build your online freelancing business while strengthening your faith in God.
Hello, everyone! Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon, whatever time you're watching or listening sa aming content for today. So, welcome! Welcome! Uy, may 3 billion na tayo, in fairness naman.
Thanks sa 3 billion viewers natin right now. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello! Yes! Welcome to our channel. We are Connie and Belle. And we are sharing how to start and scale your freelancing business with God as the boss. Ayan. So ngayon, eto, teka, alam ko may banner. Sayang naman yung mga banner natin, gamitin natin. Ayan, o, oh, di ba? Ayan, ang topic namin kasi ngayon ito eh, medyo out of, ano muna tayo, mga how to tutorial or skills, ganyan. Kasi ito, importante din to pagdating sa freelancing or any type of business actually. So, ayan ang topic natin for today. Why having the right mindset for success and creating breakthroughs are important. So, babalik kami. Wait lang, magpapakit muna kami ha. Ayan. So, ayun nga. If you're interested, if this is something na makakatulong sa'yo or kung hindi sa'yo, sa friend mo, syempre, share nyo na yung channel namin sa iba. And don't forget to subscribe. Click nyo na rin yung like. And then yung bell para ma-notify kayo if live na kami. Ako? Kasi we do live sessions every Friday at 7 p.m. Philippine time. Ayan. So, ngayon, eto, excited ako dito sa taong to kasi marami na naman ako mapupulot eh. Kaya pagpasensya nyo na kami kung medyo minsan tutulala na lang kami ni Sis Belle. Makikinig na lang kami dito. Ayan. So, Sis Belle, introduce muna ang ating special guest.
Yes, my pleasure. Sobrang excited ako today, Sis, kasi after all the how-tos, mga tech tutorials and all, now is the time to address naman ang ating mga limiting beliefs, right, Sis Connie? So, as a short intro, our guest for tonight is a former pro travel photographer turned lifestyle design coach, dedicated in helping entrepreneurs get unstuck, pursue their dreams, and live the meaningful life they're designed to live. Diba? So deep. So, without further ado, here's Carlo De Leon, or KDL for short.
Hello.
Hi, hello guys. Kumusta kayo? Okay, hello sa viewers here sa Freelancing with Faith. And ano ba sabihin ko? Wala, super excited din ako like you guys.
Thank you.
Parang may sabi sa akin, they learn from me, but also with my interactions kasi with people, I learn a lot from other people too. So I know that we're gonna, this will be a good learning experience for everybody. So
yes. Tsaka ano, super excited. Kakaiba kasi itong topic namin ngayon eh, dahil ano, sino pa ba? Yung intro mo pa lang eh, kakaiba na eh. Napansin nyo ba yung intro niya? Mga...
Ano intro?
Yung intro na mag, ano yung mag-create ng breakthrough or ay hindi, yung title na
ay,
lifestyle lifestyle design coach.
Para daw maiba.
Ayos yun. So ayan, bago tayo mag-start ng mga question, share mo muna sa amin kung paano ka nag-start. Kasi si KDL po, aside sa freelancing niya na as photographer, siyempre nag-online ano rin siya freelancing. So share muna sa amin yung story mo.
All right, sige. So before ako actually naging travel photographer, I did corporate for a few years, call center. And then nagsawa na ako. And then when I transitioned into pro photography, that's when I realized that I can do things that, ano may, tipong yung choice ko talaga. It's not something that, ano, it's not something that everybody else wanted to do. So medyo ganun yung mindset ko that time. It was like, okay, can I actually embrace a path that wherein I would feel that, you know, wow, this is the life that I want to live. Parang ganyan. So dun nag-start yun eh. And then from there, I did many other things. So 6 years ako nag-pro travel photography, but I also explored, I got into tourism kasi. So tourism development, parang ganyan. I also did consulting work, right? Ang background ko talaga is training and development. So naging training consultant ako, and then I did business consulting. But then there was a year, end of 2012 actually. This was a few months after I got married. Okay, that was my last offline consulting work. I just felt that wala lang, feeling ko lang kailangan ko mag-resign from that or kailangan ko mag end ng contract with a client. And then I was really talking to God. Sabi ko, parang Lord, I just feel that I need to do this. And then that's another story. Hindi ko nasama dito, medyo mahaba. But that started a 1 year na wala akong work. 1 year na tipo, okay, wala akong fallback. So I tried to do many other things. Tapos, bagay na bagay ito sa ano nyo, sa title, Freelancing with Faith. It was that year also that I felt, kasi I tried many different things. It wasn't working out. Parang I tried real estate. I tried to do, nagbeta ko ng ano, ang tawag dyan, insurance. Oh, and I tried to sell insurance, ganyan. Tapos when I was trying to sell insurance, merong akong kilala who got into insurance company also. Na parang ako, nauna ako sa kanya for a few months, tapos wala akong mabenta. I was really trying my best. Tapos wala parang I wasn't getting any clients. Merong isa which was my friend, which is hindi counted kasi friend mo, 'di ba? Bumili na insurance sa'yo. Pero etong tao na to suddenly got, in 1 month ha, parang, alam, di ba, sa insurance companies, pinapadala sa ibang bansa yan eh. Parang meron silang trips, parang ganyan. Nakuha niya yung quota. No sales experience, no, parang first time niya mag-ganon. Tapos sabi ko, Lord, that's unfair. Yan ang sabi ko. And then, there was another, I just felt God speak to me. And ang sabi niya sa akin was, because that's not where your favor is at. You go find your favor. Okay, go find your favor. So that's when I explored many different things until I got into online freelancing. So ang na-realize ko was that, wait lang, I'm already favored sa writing because I knew how to write. I didn't like writing, okay? I didn't like writing, but I knew how to write. And people responded when I write. So yun ang sinubukan ko, online writing. Odes pa dati, I tried Odes, di ba? Nung una ayoko kasi kalaban mo mga $3. Actually, $1 pa ka offer. $1 per article, parang ganyan. Diba ito? Baba ng mga, ano, ng pay, parang ganyan. But then I explored again, and then doon na siya nag-start. I was able to do, so yung first ko na online freelancing was content writing. And I made it specifically to write photography topics. Yon. So photography writer ako, parang ganyan, for photography blogs, photography companies. Yon, yun ang specific niche ko that time. And then everything started from there until I got into I got a client who's into a startup business, and then dun ko na binuhos. Mas prefer ko kasi personally working with startups. So that's where I ended up. That's where I ended up with. Yeah.
Oh, and, follow-up question doon. Bakit startup?
Okay, bakit startup? Mm-mm. I'm the type of person kasi na ano eh, na I cannot do the same thing over and over. Parang may adventure spirit ako with me. And with startups kasi, iba-iba yung ginagawa nyo. Parang you're not tied to one thing over and over. You have to do different things all the time. Otherwise, di ba, parang lang siya, hindi siya employ, it doesn't look like employment kasi yeah. When it's a startup. It looks like you're dealing with different projects but you're in the same company all the time. So makikita mo may certain decisions ka that you can bring up to the table na can be valued versus kung, di ba, if it's not a startup, let's say I'm just doing, let's say, Facebook ads. Yun lang gagawin ko, Facebook ads lang ng Facebook ads. Wala akong opportunity to do other things. So, medyo hindi yun yung personality ko. I'm the type of person na, if you look at me, ano nga eh, I would call, sabi ko sa mga tao, if I look at my, hindi diploma, tao dyan, resume, kung gumawa ko ng resume, ako yung tao na hindi ako i-hire ng traditional company. Kasi ang dami kong pinagagawa sa buhay. So, yan.
Parang ano, sis, parang yung, hindi mo masyadong death yung routine. 'Di ba? Yeah. Like in a corporate setting, 9-to-5 routine. Parang yung startups is more adventurous, more ano new every time.
Oh. Exactly.
Tsaka iba-iba ang ano, iba-iba, parang minsan ang dami mong role din.
like for example, I did ano, ito lang, we did a project na what do you call this? I did a specific project na workshop style siya. So live workshops. All right. Before that, I was helping with getting organic content sa blogs. Before that, I was helping with producing content. Parang ganon. So iba-iba siya, nag-evolve siya talaga. It's not something that ano, that I can parang ito lang talaga siya. So I like yung ganon na iba-iba.
Yes, teka. Ano tayo? Mag-hello tayo dito sa number one supporter ni Bel. Ayan, oh, hello.
Hi, Jargon 8.
Hello, Jargon 8.
Hi.
So, ayun, for the viewers out there, kung napansin nyo, kung narin nyo si KDL, pwede kang mag-start ng skill sa yung alam mo na, katulad niya, super niche yun na yung content writing for photographers, di ba? That's something you can start with. So, hindi naman kailangan complicated. Ayan. Yeah. Hindi ka into routines and all, pero meron ka bang morning and evening routines for you to be productive?
Okay. Morning and evening routines. So, magandang question yan kasi yung type of routines ko nag-change depende sa ginagawa ko. So, I do stick with routines pero hindi siya forever na routine. Some people kasi will have routines sa tipong, okay, sa January ito yung routine niya. Pagdating mo sa dulo, sa December, ganun pa rin yung routine, di ba? Ako hindi. Meron akong routines that would last, kunyari, three months, medyo matagal na yon. Pero meron akong one-month routine lang. Tapos mag-iiba siya depende sa goals ko. Parang ganyan. Depende sa pinapursue ko right now. So right now, I don't have a specific routine per se. And that's because medyo marami yung ginagawa in terms of project. So for one, I was doing a fearless challenge na parang project. And then meron pa akong project with a client na iba yung oras. So medyo mahirap siya gawa ng routine kasi iba-iba yung ano eh. iba-iba yung time. But, okay, but one thing that I would say is that meron akong very short routine that I do. And that is, when I wake up, all right, when I wake up, hindi ako totally bangon agad. Okay, naka-muni-muni mode lang for a while, di ba? Talking to God. Also, remembering my dreams. Kasi ako, naniniwala ko that God speaks with dreams, eh. Yun yung isa kong ginagawa. So, and then after that, I fix my bed. Ganun lang siya. And then, yun, after nun, brush teeth, ganyan, or quick prep lang. And then, yun, iba-iba na yung ginagawa ko after. Depende sa panahon. So, one of the routines that I used to do na very effective for me, especially for when you're pursuing a goal na pang freelance ganyan, was i-include ko dyan yung morning workout, kahit 5-10 minutes lang, HIIT exercise, HIIT, so high intensity interval training, burpees, yan, familiar ka sa burpees, if you're familiar with burpees, I do that 10 minutes kahit mamatay-matay yung feeling ko, di ba?
My God.
I do that. Mahilig ako mag-experiment, so hindi ko na siya ginagawa ngayon in the morning. Kasi what I found out was, masyado ako napapagod. Pagpagod na ako, nahihirapan ako mag-work after. Parang ganyan. So ginagawa ko na siya in the middle. Pinatanggal ko siya. So yun, dahil mahilig ako mag-experiment. But another thing that I do kasi, yung isa kong routine was, like before I wanted to do like a writing goal, parang gusto kong maging consistent writing newsletter, so anything that I want to be consistent about, linalagay ko sa earlier in the day, sa start, because, and this is a tip, willpower kasi nauubos. Yung mga ayaw niyong gawin, lagay niyo sa umaga, lagay niyo sa start of the day, kasi pag nasa dulo mo siya nilagay, ubos na yung willpower mo. Parang ganyan. So, lagay mo siya, yung mga ayaw mong ginagawa, lagay mo siya sa start. So, normally, pag mag-goals ako, yan, lalagay ko siya sa routine ko sa start of the day. So, para tapos na, di ba? After nun, anong mong gawin mo, di ba? Yun siya. Evening routines naman, paano ba evening routines ko? Nag-good night sa anak ko, di ba? Play with my kid, pinipilit siya mag-toothbrush, mga ganyan. He's 2 years old, so medyo kailangan ko hawakan. Mga ganon. Wala ko masyadong evening routine na. But before, ito tip to for people who want, since mindset ang topic natin, who want to improve your mindset. I used to do this, but not anymore kasi automatic na for me. You include a parang debrief, di ba? Kung sa projects, if you have a project, nag-debrief kayo after, you think about what worked, what didn't work, parang ganyan. Include that in your day. Like, yun sa end of the day, kahit 10 minutes lang, parang you assess how your day went. Para alam mo, okay, did I respond positively to people today? Let's say you're trying to improve your relationship with people, di ba? Kumusta ba ako? Magagalitin ba ako today? So may assessment ka sa dulo. So very, very short lang. Hindi ako mahilig sa sa super long routines na 10 items in one day. Medyo nahihirapan ako personally. Iba-iba yung ko. Yeah. So I hope that it sends for some people.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. Kasama ba dyan, bro, yung gaano ba ako katagal sa Netflix tonight? Gaano katagal ang K-drama ko, di ba, sister? Anyway, thank you for sharing.
Actually, paano? Pwede nyo gawin yun. Depende siguro sa panahon. Kasi ako din, hindi ko mag-Netflix eh. Ngayon pinapanood ko about history. History ng mga Vikings, di ba? Parang, I'm so engrossed. Pero yeah, you can do that.
Pero yung okay naman yung workout, 10 minutes. Kaso burpees eh, grabe naman siya. 1 minute nga, di ko kailangan kaya.
Good luck naman.
Part ng disiplina yan eh. So.
Ayan, sige. Ito na. Medyo usapang faith naman tayo.
Sige.
How does your faith impacted yung mga ginagawa mo ngayon sa freelance or ngayon coaching ka na? So, how has your faith impacted yung mga ginagawa mo ngayon?
Okay. I would like to say that everything kasi that I do is faith-based. Eh. Parang it's not about, I don't compartmentalize. Okay, this is faith, and then this is freelancing, or this is work, diba? Or this is family. Hindi siya ganun for me. Eh. It has more to do with understanding that God is my top priority. And when I say God is my top priority, hindi ibig sabihin, it doesn't mean ministry. Alright? Ang ministry medyo nasa baba siya ng priorities ko eh. Okay? My understanding kasi of who I am, right, is that I was designed, lahat ng ginagawa ko, if like, I guess I'll explain this na lang. Kaya ako lifestyle design coach. Is that the whole concept talaga of what I do is that I coach people how to live their life according to yung pinaka-design nila as a person. Right? Because if you operate according to how you're designed, kung paano ka talaga ginawa ni God, di ba? If you operate in that manner, madali siya eh. Okay? Imagine a chair na hindi yun yung... Ang chair is inupuan. Di ba? That's a function of a chair. Pag ginawa mo siyang lamesa, pwede naman, pero... May hirapan yung taong gumamit ng lamesa kasi maliit lang yung chair. Eh. Parang hindi yun yung totoong function niya. Right? So, for me, you glorify God when you function according to your design. So, my whole life now is like in pursuit of parang understanding paano ba ako ginawa and how can I operate in such a way? How can I live my life operating in that design? Because if I do that, then everything that I do is worship to God. Kahit diba? Me being a responsible father is actually me worshiping God. Mm-hmm. Diba? Me doing, helping people in terms of my coaching. That's me worshiping God. Me doing freelancing so that, you know, yung mga business ng mga tao na to na tinutulungan ko. Right? That's part of me worshiping God. Eh. So, if you look at it, yun talaga yung main basis ko of doing things. And that's where also I make decisions. Na tipong, okay, ito ba, should I expand my business or not? So, ako, I would like to think as, I would like to look at God as a business partner. Na hindi lang ako yung nag-decide for myself. Na tipong, okay, ito yung gusto kong gawin. Diba? Meron ka tipong, okay, God, ito yung gusto kong gawin. I'm not sure if this is a good idea. Can you give me ideas too? Diba? Parang ganyan. So, minsan bibigyan ka God ng ano eh. Ewan ko, sa panaginip. May yung last time ko ganun eh. Naginip ako na kailangan ko na mag-build ng team. Ganun. Napanaginipan ko lang siya. Na, okay, I think it's time for me to build a team. Kasi yun yung napanaginipan ko na I took na it was from God. Mga ganun ba? So, I hope nag-make sense.
Yes. Ganda. Yan yung mga ano, yung mga ganyang sharing yung Facebook namin dito kasi kaya nga freelancing with dito.
Oo nga.
Oo.
The best yan.
Kasi dapat talaga God is always part, hindi siya separate na ano ka lang. Worship ka lang pag Sunday. Ganon.
Yeah.
Dapat lahat yan. Kumbaga, yun nga kasi sinasabi kasi din namin to na worship is a lifestyle. So, hindi siya Sunday lang or pag nagdadasal ka lang. So, everything that you do, connected kay God. Yes. Ayan. Meron ka bang favorite Bible verse?
Favorite Bible verse. So, John 10:10. Okay. So, yung first part nun is yung the devil's, and then he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So, hindi yung part na yun, okay? Yung second part nun is, si Jesus kasi nagsasabi nito eh. So, the second part says, but I have come so that they may have life and live it to the fullest. Right? Which is, if you look at it, it talks about yung it talks about yung purpose natin. So, he was saying that his purpose wasn't just him dying on the cross and para pumunta tayo sa langit, right? Which is one of the purposes why he was here. Pero that he came here so that we can live life to the fullest. Eh. And so that's why, yun yung naging ganyo sa akin na mag-coach. Tipong, okay, I want to see that happen for people wherein they experience God in such a way wherein they can live life to the fullest. Hindi yung, alam mo yan, tipong day in, day out routine. Tapos parang wala lang. We've met a lot of people like that. you know, in, you know, in the world, our friends or people that you meet every day, di ba, na tipong parang wala lang, parang pag, if you look back in your life, parang imagine nyo, di ba, 40 years from now or whatever, tapos you look back in your life, parang ginawa mo, wala lang, ulit-ulit, di ba? Parang it wasn't so meaningful. So, yun yung, kaya ko siya favorite na verse because I really want to encourage people to go beyond the normal routine sa life. Eh. You know, and really live their life of meaning. Parang find meaning and purpose in what you do. Yun. O, diba?
Yes. Yeah. Imagine, parang days passed you by, years passed you by, and you find yourself in the same situation. Diba? Ang ganda. Oh. Thank you for sharing.
Yes. Ayan, ito pa ito tanong. Is it important your beliefs and values should always connect with how you choose clients to work with? Parang alam ko na sagot din dito.
Sige, ikaw sumagot.
Hindi.
Okay, siguro I'll answer it na lang siguro in medyo hindi ano tawag dyan. Hindi nyo in-expect na way para masaya, para maiba, no?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So, of course, the answer is yes, diba? Your beliefs, values should always connect with how you choose clients to work with. Pero also, it's like this, eh. One of my values kasi is this is another, is adventure and discovery. For me, sometimes you pick clients not because it's, I mean, in general, you would want to pick clients na nag-resonate sa'yo, nag-align yung values mo, di ba? Pero minsan kasi, may mga clients wherein you know you're not saying yes to them for yourself, eh. You're saying yes to them for their sake. Parang you want, parang okay, medyo magulo tong kausap, pero feeling ko I want to be God's messenger of peace, for example, for this person. And hindi lang to sa clients, eh. You're gonna find people. Kasi imagine nyo, you can choose your friends, di ba? Lahat naman tayo, we choose our friends. Pero kung lahat ng friends natin are positive, happy, you know, na tipong wala kang problema, I mean, that's good, pero you will find people who will need you as a friend. Kasi kung wala ka sa buhay nila, parang wala nang ibang tao. I mean, parang sobrang negative naman nung situation na yan. Pero you can be light to that person. Okay, you can be that light to that person. So kahit hindi kayo masyado aligned sa values, you will say yes to that friendship. Kasi alam mo that you can, you know, bring light to a person. So you can do that. You can do the same thing with a client. Hindi naman kailangan always perfect yung okay. Siya ba naniniwala sa ganito? Ako ba naniniwala sa ganito? So, okay lang yan in general. You need clients like that para for your sanity. Pero you can totally choose clients that are medyo taliwas sa values mo yung... Hindi man lahat, okay? May mga values ng tipong, okay, hindi siya naniniwala sa ganito. Okay lang. But I'm here not just to help the person in their business, but I'm here to, ano, to give light to that person. Faith-wise, parang ganyan. So, yun lang.
Yes. It makes sense. Diba? Mas maganda nga yung isi. Alam nga naman ako sumagot nun, diba? Kaya nga kita tinatanong.
Si Belle na diba? Lang.
May ano ba? May panahon ba na, are there days na when you feel like quitting? Tapos, how did you deal with it?
Quitting. Paano ba? Oo. But I guess for me, medyo mahirap ako kausap dyan kasi sabi ko nga, looking back at what I've done in my life, iba-iba yung ginagawa ko lagi. I guess quitting in terms of specific things that I do, yes. I actually do it. Nagkukwit talaga ako na tipong, okay, I'm gonna stop doing this. Pero looking at it in the long term na tipong, I look at life kasi as an adventure. Na tipong, okay, I think I feel that I've already maxed out my stay dito sa, let's say, sa binuo kong, di ba kunyari, content writing. Hindi naman ako nag-stay sa content writing, nag-move ako to startups. I know, I still do that. But also right now, I feel mas inclined ako to do coaching, right? And that's that. This is a season, eh? And the reason for this, okay, is I really and truly believe that God works in seasons. All right, God works in seasons, and you have to. That's one of the things that it's very important that we understand, that we become aware of what season we're in. Because minsan, okay, I'm doing coaching. I don't know how long I'm going to coach, diba? So I this might be something that I'll be doing for decades. This might be something that I'll do for 5 years lang, right? But always, it's not about what I'm doing. It's about who I am. So pursuing who I am, I would say that's the thing that I don't quit on. Parang may perspective ako na tipong whatever it is that I'm doing doesn't matter. It's who I'm pursuing to be, or who I'm living to be. O, diba? Yun. So, pero meron din, may mga times na talaga na tipong nakakatamad, pwede ba mag-Netflix na lang all day, ayoko na lang gawin to, diba? May mga ganyan. Although, so far, with what I do with coaching, hindi pa siya ganun kasi it's only been a year since I really pursued this professionally. Pero pagdating sa startups, yes, meron din kunyari project po. Ako tama talaga tong project na to or whatever. But you always go back to why you're there. So, meron din talaga 'yan, pero ang question lang talaga is, do I understand why I'm doing this in the first place? Yun. Balik tayo sa why. Why is natin?
Yun. Pwede bang pa-expound nung why? How do we know our why?
Okay. Okay, yan. Gusto niyo, iyakan galore yan pag gano'y understanding. Pero iba-ibang why's ng tao eh. So maraming activities yan on how to do it. Pero one of the things talaga that you would want to do in your life is, kasi everybody kasi, lahat ng ginagawa natin, all right, is motivated by what we value. Okay, it's motivated by what we value. I'm not talking about values, ha? I'm just talking about we value something, and that's why we're doing it. Parang, for example, bakit yung ibang tao, okay lang sa kanila na mali. Diba? Kunyan, may meeting. Panahon, no COVID, may meeting kayo. Okay lang sa kanila na mali. Diba? Pwede kasing mas binavalue nila yung, kunyan, nagbihis pa sila, nagpaganda pa, for example. Binavalue nila yung itsura nila kaysa dun sa mali, dun sa time ng tao. Let's just say ganun, diba? Medyo masakit pakinggan. Pero ganun eh. That's what you value eh. You value your, ayokong mukha akong ewan. Gusto ko mag-business talaga ako, di ba? So, meron ganong factors. So, we have to understand why we're doing things. And a lot of times, many people who get into business or freelancing, they think it's just money yung driver nila, or they think na, okay, gusto ko magkabahay, kaya gusto kong mag-business or gusto kong mag-freelances. But it's, for me, it's very important that you dig deeper. Eh. You dig deeper talaga into, ba't mo gusto kong magkabahay? That's malalaman mo. Iba-ibang reasons yan. Yung pala, pangarap nila nung bata sila, or minsan galing sa trauma. Diba? Kasi dati wala kaming bahay, na alala ko, sakali lang kami nakatira ko. Kaya kami gusto ng bahay. So it's coming from an emotional place. So that's why, most of the things that we do nga kasi comes from emotional places. So you can use that actually as a means for you to pursue yung goals mo, yung dreams mo in terms of freelancing, or you're using freelancing as a driver, kumbaga, for you to reach your dreams, diba? Pero yun, go deeper. Ano ba talaga yung main reason mo? Minsan kasi, yan, feeling mo alam mo na, until malaman mo talaga na kung ano ba talaga yon. So I wouldn't say na it's something that's easy to do, easy to discover. Minsan overtime yan eh. May ibang tao they get it right away. But for other people, like kailangan pa ng help to get it out. Pero yeah, it's super important for me. Because yun nga, everything that we do is based off of what we value. So awareness dun sa what we value, awareness dun sa why na yun, you can actually use that. Yan, yung question mo kanina, are there times when you feel like quitting? Diba? Mm. If you're in a place where you feel like quitting, balik ka sa why mo. Kasi maalala mo, oh, nga, no? Kaya ako pala ginagawa to. Diba? Kanyari, ba't yung mga ibang tao nagbo-burpees kahit ang hirap? Diba? Kasi gusto ko maganda yung katawan ko, di ba? Or gusto ko healthy ako kaysa yung magkasakit ako. So makikita mo yung, okay, I'd rather be healthy than magkasakit ako. Kahit masakit mag-burpees. Right? So same thing, I'd rather do freelancing kahit mahirap. Kasi very important sa akin that, you know, that itong freedom that I can have for myself and my family. Mas important yun for me than being scared in life. And, you know, ibang tao, they couldn't even do sales calls or they couldn't do discovery calls kasi takot sila. Diba? Eh, introvert kasi ako eh. Diba? Shy kasi ako eh. Diba? So, mas important yung pagiging shy mo kaysa magpakainin mo yung pamilya mo. Right? Mas important yung pagiging shy mo. Yan na lang yung choose mo versus yung pangarap mo na you'll have freedom with your family. Diba? You can have those, ano eh, you magkaka-perspective ka eh. Yeah. On, that will help you actually drive yourself forward. Yon.
Yeah. And ano, KDL, how would you advise those people na yung big why nila is just right in the middle of the, ano, parang between their comfort zone and courage zone? For example, yung may mga kilala tayong freelancers na nagsisettle for lower rates, like mga $3 per hour na ilang years na, kasi ang big why nila is this would help my family eh, di ba? Kaya nag-hold on sila doon without really pushing themselves, kasi hindi rin naman bad why they stick to that. So right. How would you advise people to, you know, open yung opportunities na para i-grab nila yung opportunity to step to the, you know, more on the courage. So,
okay. Medyo malalim yung tanong.
Pero, kasi yun ang reality talaga.
I guess depende sa situation eh. Kasi, okay, so let's say there's somebody who's been freelancing, nasa comfort zone sila. Diba? Iba-iba kasi ang reason. Kaya ko sinabi yung medyo malalim siya kasi iba-iba yung reason why people don't do it eh. Hindi lang siya about takot-tako. You have to dig deep. I mean, you have to dig deeper kung ano yung source ng fear in the first place. So, hindi lang siya basta-basta advice eh. Diba? Attend kayo ng programs ko. Sabi ka, nag-plug.
Pwede naman.
Pero, you want to get a perspective on ano ba yung cause, ano ba yung source ng fear mo. Why are you afraid in the first place? So yun, kung meron akong isasuggest yun, figure out. Ito pa yung minsan kasi in denial tayo eh. Natakot tayo. Ay, okay lang naman ako eh, di ba? Okay, masaya naman ako sa ginagawa ko. Parang talaga, parang pag tinignan mo talaga, ano, takot ka talaga, hindi mo lang inaamin. Alright? Yung mga iba kong coaches, mga students ko, parang they start off, they join my program. Hindi sila takot, even in freelancing. And then during the program, doon nila ma-realize, oh my gosh, takot pala ako dyan. Yun pala yung nagbablock sa akin to actually move forward faster. And if you look at them, actually hindi naman sila mukhang takot. Pero when they go through, you know, the activities na pinapagawa ko, takot pala sila, doon nila ma-realize. And that gives them a little bit more awareness. So, yun, for me, it's awareness talaga. Awareness, self-awareness is very important because yun nga, if you don't know, you can't, I always say this eh, you can't solve a problem that you don't know is a problem. Right? So you have to know na problema yun for you. Kasi if life is working for you, kunyari, okay, $3 an hour, okay, fine. May kilala nga ako, ano eh. Parang ilang taon na siya, 4,000 pesos ang sweldo niya in a month eh. Okay? And pag tinanong mo yung tao, okay lang siya. Until na-realize niya na hindi pala siya okay. Yun. nung hindi na siya okay, dun siya nag-apply ng ibang work. So ganun. So for me, yun talaga, awareness, self-awareness.
Inner work talaga.
Yeah.
Oo, correct. Ayan, so para ano, para makarating na tayo sa tip mo. May ano kami, kasi nabasa ko to sa post ni Jan ata to. Yung sa mga questions sa interview. Kaya ito, tatanungin namin sa'yo.
Based
on what you see from our channel, is there any questions you think we should be asking you today but we didn't?
Wala. Pwede ba yun?
Pwede mo, ano ba?
Madaling sagot. Last question na ba to?
Mm-mm.
Sige. Since our topic kasi is on mindset, di ba? And, you know, faith-based. Hindi kasi lahat ng mindset. Okay, hindi ko alam how people think in terms of mindset. Because for some people, this is a new thing. Right? For other people, they think mindset is the main solution. Right? Now, you have to understand, mindset is always there. Everybody operates a certain mindset. But, okay, mindset is what triggers kasi your current behavior. Alright? Mindset is what triggers your current behavior. So I guess yung tanong is, balik tayo dun sa main question natin, diba? Parang why is it important? Yun, actually. hindi natin yata na-address yun. Why is it important that we have, ano yan? The right mindset?
Oo. Actually, yun na nga eh. Yan na yun eh. Sige,
so, yun yung tanong na hindi natin pero ito siya. I think 90 to 95% kasi of everything that we do is subconscious. Diba? We breathe subconsciously. Hindi mo naman siya iniisip, diba? We drive subconsciously. If you're driving a car. Sabi ko nga last time, sa last nag-interview sa akin, minsan umuwi ako ng bahay, hindi ko na-realize na ano, parang, ay, nakauwi na pala ako. Anong ginawa ko the whole time, di ba? Anong inisip ko? May inisip lang pala ako, pero I don't think about going home. Parang automatic siya for me. So, imagine that 90 to 95% of what you do is based off of how you, yung mindset mo. That's how important it is. Now, for me, I'm not a black and white person, a right or wrong. Eh. May gray areas ako in life. Eh. And the gray areas is always about relationship for me. Pero ito siya. How can you create mindsets? If 90 to 95% of what you do, yung behavior mo is based on mindset, you want to figure out paano yun eh. What can make me change my mindset? Kasi hindi lang siya basta-basta. Okay, nalaman ko na pwede pala akong kumita ng six figures. Nag-iba na yung mindset ko. Hindi siya ganun eh. That's just new information eh. Nalaman mo. Pero wala ka pang mindset na that would allow you to get that six figure. Because there's a lot of things, there's a lot of other beliefs that you're probably believing that's stopping you from moving forward. Okay? And since we're on the topic of freelancing with faith, it's also important for us to understand what is God permitting us to do. Alay, yung kapit-bahay na sisigaw. Pasensya na kayo. Hindi ko control yan. Pero yun.
Idiretso muna yan sa tip mo kasi yan talaga yung pinaka-main topic din.
Oh, so ito na. Oh, sige.
Oh, yan na. So, susuloyin ka.
Alright, sige. Nasaan na tayo? Sige. What is God permitting you to do? Because we have a lot of things kasi. We have a lot of beliefs about who God is and we don't know kung, di ba, for example, some people believe that money is the root of all evil. So imagine, di ba, if money is the root of all evil and you're trying to live your life pursuing finances, di ba? More finances, more money for your family. Minsan, that very belief na feeling mong okay lang na nandyan, hindi talaga nag-work eh. Because, di ba? Imagine mo, do you want to be evil? If you're following God, the answer is no. Right? So, imagine yourself pursuing money and yet you're thinking in the back of your, in your subconscious that money is the root of all evil. May conflict eh. There's a conflict. So, and that is why it's very important for us to deal with that mindset. So everything that we believe in, all right, for me, it's very important that you hold on to it lightly. Parang discover the truth about that matter. For example, even that phrase of money is the root of all evil, it's really not. Because it's the love of money. Okay, the Bible says it's a love of money that's the root of all evil. All right, so pwede mong i-pursue ang pera, wag mo lang mahalin. Right? And you know, as somebody who believes in God, if you look at the Bible, there, God wants you to prosper it. Right? So it's understanding talaga what you're permitted to do in terms of your faith or what's kung ano yung gusto sa yung i-pursue ni Lord, diba? That's what you wanted. And that's why yung favorite verse ko, like what I said, was John 10:10, because Jesus came so that we may have life and live it to the fullest. And yung live life to the fullest, the word that was used for that in the Greek, all right, was super abundant. It's, you're living a super abundant life, right? Just imagine that, being, you know, living a super abundant life. Now, there are several things though that I want to highlight, okay, when it comes to breakthrough and mindset. All right. When you want breakthrough in your life, you cannot be the same person. Hindi pwede na, hindi mangyayari. All right. Hindi mangyayari na there is no change with your current beliefs when you cross a certain breakthrough. Like for example, this is a goal that I've been trying to get for years. And you know, I have a student like that she was trying to shift from being a content writer to what she really wanted to be, which is a copywriter, diba? And for years, for I think it was about 10, 11 years, she was trying to do that. Hindi niya magawa, right? Until such a point na process yung mindset niya, and then she realized what are the things that she needed to change. And when she realized that, ang bilis eh. Parang in a matter of a month or two, nag-shift siya agad into, you know, to being a copywriter. But in the process, she was a different person. So you have to be a different person before and after the breakthrough. So there are things that you have to consider, right? Before the breakthrough, that doesn't work. So that's one thing that you have to ask yourself, okay? What are the things that doesn't work for me anymore? What are the beliefs that doesn't work for me? Okay? Because some of those beliefs, diba, are really, like yung sinasabi kanina na money is the root of all evil, that can be what's preventing you from moving forward. You've been holding on to that for so long and it's time to give that up. All right? Now, not all beliefs are, anong tawag dyan? Hindi mo naman alam eh, minsan, kung ano yung mga beliefs or ano yung mga mindsets na hindi nag-work for you. Right? So one of the better ways to actually deal with mindsets is you look for people or you be in a circle na you gusto mong i-emulate yung ano. Gusto mong i-emulate yung buhay nila. All right? Look for people na tipong, I really like this person's life. I want this person's values. I really want how this person lived their lives, 'di ba? And you know, you hang out with those people. You look for ways to be in their circle, diba? Because that's really one of the best ways to get mindsets. Parang the mindsets would rub off you, eh. And that's why it's super important for me. One of the things that you curate are your friends. Who are the people that you hang out with? Because like what I said, hindi mo naman control talaga yung mga mindsets na rub on you. So since may external factors like family, may external factors like friends, diba? Who can rub off mindsets off you. Hindi mo alam yung kaibigan mo na best friend mo pala, may mga negative vibes din pala yan minsan na tipong may mindset pala siyang nakuha mo, diba? And that's okay. I'm not saying to cut people off. But you also look for people whose lives you want to emulate. Be in their circle because their mindsets will rub off you. All right? Kung ano man yun. Minsan hindi natin malalaman eh. Yeah, that's it.
Ayun, sorry. Ganun? Nakalimutan ko yung pipindutin ko eh.
Ganda. I can listen to you all day. Diba?
Kaya nga,
all day, kung hindi lang 1 hour.
game naman yan. Alam mo, ano yan? Matok yan si...
Ganda, ganda.
Past time ko to, dumaldal. Sabi ko, dapat na-discover ko to nung mas bata ako, di ba? Ito lang ginawa ko.
Ayan, so... Next, ano na tayo, section na tayo for this live session. Yung, ano, pinakamahirap sa lahat.
Ito na, oh my gosh.
Ito na yung segue.
Ito na.
Oo, yung, ano, fast Q&A raw, mahirap na katanungan to.
Ready when you're ready, bro.
Nakaba na ako, oh my gosh. Ba't ako umayan?
Algebra.
basta okay, walang ano, basta walang trigo. Ay, walang chemistry questions.
Okay, game. First question. Dog or cat?
Ano na?
Dog or cat?
Wala. Dog. Pwede ba? Sige. Cat kasi ano, kasi hindi maingay pag lives. Pag-ingay na kasi, no?
Oo nga, naririnig.
Pag-ingay eh.
Wala siyang magawa eh.
Wala akong magawa, di ba? Hindi ako pwede umalis.
Yan. Diet or exercise?
Diet or exercise? Ngayon, exercise.
Pero coffee or tea? O sige, go. Go.
Pwede?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Ang diet kasi, for me, nagawa ko na, exercise talaga ayokong gawin. Kaya exercise. Doon ako sa ayokong gawin.
Oh, baliktad tayo. Sige, go.
Ayoko na sasaktan yung katawan ko. Promise, ayoko to, kahit running ayoko, ayoko mag-jogging. Yan ang pinaka-hate ko. Jogging.
Stretching.
Yung mga exercise ko, mga jiu-jitsu, surfing, yung mga favorite ko. Kahit nasasaktan yung katawan ko, okay lang kasi nag-i-enjoy ako. Yeah.
Okay. Pandemic.
Yun nga, hindi pwede. Sorry.
Ayan. Coffee or tea?
Tsaa. Kasi, nakatulog ako sa kape. Nantok ako.
Oh, diba?
Uy, interesting.
Kakaiba.
Nantok ako. Parang downer siya for me.
Wow.
Kaya, mas tea ako.
Okay. Texting or talking? Ano ko ba to? Texting
parang
or talking?
Parang alam na natin sagot dyan.
Huwag na natin, skip na, skip. Wait, the text alam na sa'yo.
Ito, next. Invisibility or super strength?
Uy, mahirap yan ah. For me, super strength. Kasi, paano ba? Ano yung invisibility? hindi ko siya maisip na, ano, na sa bagay, pwede kang sumagip. Oh, pwede kang sumagip ng mga, ano, ng mga, mga kinidnap, mga gano'n. Naisip ako ng way to help people, eh, di ba? So, pag super tech mom, natutulungan ka. Sige, ano mo? Di ba? Invisibility para sa mga gusto mag, ano yun, eh. Magnakaw. Pero pwede pala.
Grabe siya.
Pag gusto mag special agent, pwede. Pero yun, super strength ako.
Okay. Ito. Beach or mountain?
Beach ako. Beach. Although I've done both, mas gusto ko beach.
Okay.
Mas gusto ko may
ano. Oo. Ang talaga, outdoors talaga. Ito, read or write?
Reading or writing? Oh my gosh, wala. Promise ito ha, kahit sinabi ko na may favor ako sa writing, mas favored ako dumaldal kaysa talaga magsulat. Okay, yun
dagdag
yung isa.
Dagdag mo yun, sis Connie, dagdag mo yung ano as option.
Oh no.
Read, write, or daldal. Pero ito, reading now, depende eh, kasi may mga... Hindi ko siya favorite gawin. Mas gusto ko audiobooks, pakinggan. Yun. Mas gusto ko makinig.
Eto. White hair or no hair?
White hair na lang. Pa, yung mga tanong niya parang ano eh, tipong kung may tatlong buhok na sa ulo, gusto mo magkakasama or magkakahiwalay? Parang ganyan eh. Diba?
Perspective, di ba?
Diba? Kung isa lang ang ipin mo, sa gitna or sa gilid? Mga ganun.
Eto, nasagot mo na to kanina. E-book or hard copy or audiobook?
Audiobook ako. May time, there was a time in my life na mas gusto ko ang anong tawag dyan? Paper. Pero ngayon may anak ka, hirap mag-ano eh. Hirap mag-paper. Right? Pero saka right now, audiobook talaga. Para ulit-ulit. Even when you're driving, narinig mo.
Okay. Ito, early bird or night owl?
Early bird or night owl? Alam mo, dati ang sagot ko night owl. Dati. Pero, kasi naniniwala ako before na parang mas active ako in the evening. Tapos na-prove ko siya na hindi. Nag-iiba pala yan. So, mag-morning, mas marami ang natatapos. So, ang answer ko is, wala. Pwede bang late owl? Pwede bang
mid lang, mid. Midday.
Pero mas,
hindi naman dahil sa ano, may kid ka na kasi may gumigising.
Actually, yun nga. Hindi ako pwede matulog ng gabi. Mas prefer ko talaga na matulog ng gabi. Kaya lang, yun nga, pag natulog ako ng gabi, gising na ako ng 6 a.m. Ito kasi si Mina, gigisingin ka na. Nagigising ka mga 6, 7, ganyan. So, early bird.
Kala mo, ha? Wala kang lusot.
At least, diba, alam nyo.
Eto, ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness? Ask for permission. Ang hirap na... Bakit walang positive choice?
Funny. Kasi...
Walang choice. Hindi ako sasagot dyan. Walang positive choice eh. Kailangan ko mag-beg to get forgiveness. Yung isa, ano
ask
yun?
Ask permission.
Humingi ako ng permission. O pwede din, ask permission na lang. Pwede. kung kailangan ko ng permission, I will ask permission. O lalo ito, for myself, okay. Diba? Ask yourself. Okay. Pwede. Oh.
Ito hindi either or na question. What's your dream when you were a child?
Maging rockstar.
Wow!
Oo nga, kasi
nag-start
ako mag-gitara nung basta bata pa ako, siguro mga 8 years old ba, parang ganyan. Tapos na-imagine ko lang yung ano, parang feeling ko marami yung attention na makukuha.
Performer.
Yun. Pero nag-dream ko din maging astronaut, kaya lang di man pwede sa Pilipinas. Mga ganyan. Pero yun nga, rockstar dati.
Yeah. Eto, what's something you could eat or drink for a week straight? Pwera lang daw ang water and rice, ah.
For a week straight? As in yun lang ang kakainin ko?
Mm-mm. Na hindi ka magsasawa.
Na hindi ako magsasawa?
Hindi, na hindi niya. Na, kahit, basta pwede mo pagtsagaan.
Bawal ang kanin?
Oo, oh, bawal.
Samgyupsal?
Kahit everyday?
Oh, kahit everyday. Pero hindi ko siya gagawin.
Good luck sa diet, beef, eh.
Sorry, hindi samgyupsal. Chaddol pala yung beef. Yung beef version. Chaddol, ah. Yeah.
Ayan, pero last but not the least na question. If you could ask God one question, what would it be?
Oh my God, ito naman ang mga tanong nyo. If you could ask God one question, hindi ko pa naisip yan ah. Lord, ano mo magandang? Wala akong maisip. Gusto kong malaman kung ano nangyari dun sa transfiguration. Nung minit niya si Elijah ba yun, saka si Moses. Gusto kong malaman kung ano yung pinag-usapan nila.
Oh.
O, di ba?
In fairness naman, ha?
Naalala ko bigla na merong ganung, na parang tinanong ko before, ano kayang pinag-usapan nila? Kasi pinag-usapan nila yun, di ba? Nag-meet sila that time. Parang bakit? But why did they have to meet? Yun lang, na-curious
tapos naman. walang written eh, di ba?
Walang
written.
Kung ano, kung bakit eh. So yun ang gusto ko malaman. Anong meron, di ba? Anong chismis?
Pati tuloy ako na curious. Pwede mong makitayo sa kanilang tatlo eh, nung makichismis.
Diba? Pwede, may recording ba yan, di ba?
Yeah, and thank you. That concludes our past Q&A.
Yes. Isang hirit na lang, isang hirit. Ano, what is your one last piece of advice sa ating mga beginners or aspiring freelancers? Ayan.
Okay, advice, biglang naging seryoso kanina, saya na ako, biglang seryoso face. For me ha, life is like ano eh, life is like you're driving at night, diba? Parang freelancing is like that also. When you're pursuing something, you only get to see the first few meters if you're driving at night. Hindi mo nakikita what's out there eh. Meron kang certain destination in mind, but ang nakikita mo lang talaga is what's in front of you because of your headlights. And the only way to see the next few more meters is for you to keep going. If you stop, hindi mo makikita yung next na meter. Pero if you keep going, that's when you see what's ahead of you. So tuloy lang. Just knowing and understanding that you have a destination. Kasi the only way that you're not gonna reach that destination, if you stop. Yan.
Thank you.
Ayan. Kaya ano, ang website mo is Rocket Dreamer.
Oh, may kwento din yan.
Ayan. Share Rocket mo na yung mga program mo and yan, yung mga story mo.
Ayan, so Rocket Dreamer kasi, kwento ko na lang very, very short. Nasa jeep ako niyan, tapos naisip ko lang yung word na yun, Rocket Dreamer. Diba? Nag-isip ako ng name lang. Pero it's really very specific to ano eh, to me living my life. Eh. Kasi manok, mapangarap akong tao, kahit nung bata ako. Tapos lagi ako sinasabihin ng nanay ko na ano, ababa mo yung paa mo, ano tawag dyan yung, put your feet on the ground, parang ganyan, masyado kang lumulutang. Ganun akong klase, kasi tipong mga pangarap ko, tipong gusto kong magtayo ng ospital, mga ganyan, gusto kong magtayo ng, even, ano yun, parang very, ano, very, unusual. So, pero ito yun eh. Yung libre mangarap eh. Right? You can dream big eh. You can dream big. And for me, when you dream small, it's just like telling God that, you know, ito lang yung kaya mo gawin. So, like if you want to partner with God, really, it's, you know, you dream big kasi He's a God of ano eh, doing impossible things eh. So kung mangarap na rin lang ako, mangarap na ako ng malaki, di ba? And that's really what it is. One of the main things that I do with Rocket Dreamer is I really dig deep into helping people discover more about, you know, who God is also, but also who you are and see kung ano yung the big dreams that God has for you. So one of the programs that I'm doing right now is the Fearless Challenge. The next one is going to be in November pa. Pero what this is ano, ito yung sinasabi ko sa inyo kanina, wherein it's a program wherein when you go through this, you will really face your fears in freelancing, in your life, pati yung mga fears mo nung sinaunang panahon. But also things that has been keeping you stuck that maybe you're in denial about. Now, once you're able to confront that, may mga magagawa ka ng mga bagay na dati hindi mo akalain na magagawa mo. Like, for example, yan, di ba, sabi ko, yung isang kwento kanina wherein gusto niya mag-shift from being a content writer to a copywriter. Hindi niya nagawa for 11 years. She went through the program. After a month, copywriter siya agad. Yung mga ganun tipo, mga tipong hindi nila kaya mag-DC. Sobrang takot nila. After this, they get to do DC. So, yung mga ayaw mag-vlog, ayaw mag, ang tawag dyan, mag-podcast. You know, those are the things that, ano, that scare people, di ba? So, they'll after go through the program. Hindi siya ano, hindi to, I don't motivate people. It's not about motivation. It's about awareness, eh. Being aware of kung ano yung mga nangyayari sa buhay mo. So there. And then, so yun lang. Yun lang actually. Pero wala't matagal pa, sa November pa. Pero they can sign up to the wait list. Nakalimutan ko yung URL. Pero ang gawin nyo na lang, punta lang kayo sa... Mama kasi. Okay, pero punta lang sa rocketdreamer.com. Tapos just sign up to the ano, to the newsletter. So I do updates there. And also if you know, if I have programs, then doon lang siya ina-announce. So yun lang, salamat.
Yes. Ayan. Nawala si Bel. Ano nangyari? Anyway, sa viewers natin out there, sa comment section, share with us your biggest takeaway during this live session. And if you have questions kay KDL, lagay mo nyo lang sa comment, paparating natin sa kanya. Ayan na si Bel, nawala. Ayan. So, ayun na. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe, click the bell, and like nyo na to. So, we'll connect with you again next week. Thanks for watching. God bless.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Carlo. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast with Connie and Mel. Did you enjoy this podcast? If so, we hope you will share our show with your friends and family. Check out Bell's website at socialbellph.com and Connie's website at conniesabala.com to get to know us. Make sure to listen to our next episode, and we look forward to sharing more freelancing tips and stories with you.